Blog Talk Radio.
Thought you was gonna let that play.
No, why? I got the biggest freak right here on the phone. Ha ha.
Really?
Duh.
Hello, everyone. This is WTF After Dark, the Friday edition, and the freaks come out at night. We got a good show for y'all tonight. We're going to be discussing, should I or shouldn't I get down on that first date? What will he think of you? What will you think of him? If y'all do the do after you go out for a movie and dinner, or dinner and a movie. Should be interesting. And you will get my take, Mrs. Jordan's take, and your take, the caller's take. So that'll be coming up a little bit later. Well, Kenitra, how's it going?
You? Oh, you know, this is the first. Well, it's not even a full week of being out of school, but I am enjoying my summer vacation so far immensely. Yes, man. I mean, you know, it's just like sleeping. Well, I can't even say sleeping in, because with a three-year-old, for me, sleeping in is like, you know, I get up at 7 now when he comes and bops me in the head or whatnot and demands milk and Pop-Tart. But still, he's actually been a perfect little angel so far. Now, I'm pretty sure that that is going to change, but for right now, I will keep the angel boy, and I will keep my money saved for when the angel boy becomes the not-so-angel boy, and I can ship his behind off to daycare for the day. But, you know, we're looking for another daycare, so that's another story. I'm sorry. I digress. Oops.
Okay. Well, let's roll into some spin cycle talk. Spin the wheel.
Oh, let me get over here and spin the wheel. I shall be Vanna Black. No, Vanna Carmel, maybe? Okay, yeah. Anyway, here we go. All right, so I posted my articles in the group. So, like, one of them I thought was really funny. Well, they both deal with doggy style, though. That's the amazing thing. So doggy style is like the end thing, I guess, right now. And it was really funny because it was like 13 things that a guy thinks about during doggy style. And, you know, I have to say, we have some really great people in the group, but the guys won't really talk because I want to know, is this really the truth? Is this really what guys think during doggy style? Like, for instance, it was saying one of the things that guys think during doggy style is, you know, okay, give me a second to get situated here, which basically means I'm trying to figure out my approach now. If I'm too low, if I'm going to have to really strain to keep things going, too high, and I land in your anus. I mean, is this something that guys really think about?
Really, your anus?
Well, your butthole. You get what I'm saying, Jody? Oh, my God, why do you have to be such a dick? Jeez, but at any rate, I mean, are these really things that guys think about, you know? Like another thing I said that guys think to themselves, you know, is that working for you, or do I need to, like, crouch behind you like a monkey? What? So I guess the whole bottom line is this article was written because women want to know, what do men think about doggy style? Jody?
What do they think?
Yeah.
What's
going through a man's mind
when he's doing a doggy style? I'm not sure anything is going through your mind when you're having sex, period, except either this is really, really, really good or this is really, really bad.
Really? So guys don't, like, actually
women,
think stuff? I mean, because, like,
doggy
females...
Doggy style is a visual stimulation. There is something about seeing a nice, pretty, round, brown, ass up, face down. You know what I mean? It's a visual. It's more visual than anything else. So what most guys are thinking probably is, damn, this looks good with my dick sliding up in and out of that. That's probably what they're thinking. You know?
Really?
Really. All that other stuff that you just said, not so much.
Really?
Really.
Mm. Well, I was just wondering.
I don't know who they polled.
Well, it's Cosmo, so I'm
of
guessing
course,
it was probably a bunch of white guys, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is who they were talking to. Because, like I said, some of the stuff that they were saying, it just seemed kind of awkward, you know, that a guy would be thinking or considering these types of things during doggy style. Because, like, for instance, Darius said in the group when he posted that the only thing he's thinking during doggy style is, you know, how can he make her come or whatnot. Something along those lines. I don't know.
I would agree with that.
And, like, here's one of the things. The guy is thinking that if she turns around to look at him in the middle of doggy style, then that's, like, super hot. That's exactly what they said. Those are the words they use, super hot.
I don't know if that's so I know people say that. I don't know if that's so super hot to me. I guess it all depends on how she turns around and looks at you. You know?
Okay, what about this one? Does this imply permission to spank you? So if you're hitting it from the back, then you automatically think that you can spank her ass? What?
Most of the time.
So spanking is kind of normal in doggy style?
I would say so.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever partaken in doggy style and didn't spank.
I don't want my ass.
Have you ever had a doggy style?
No, I don't want my ass spanked, okay?
Really? Did you just say no?
I've that I've been spanked or no that I've done?
No, that you've ever done doggy style. If you've ever done doggy style, I'm assuming that you've been spanked.
No. Never did doggy
no
style.
No what?
Nope. No,
really?
I never have.
Are you like Mother Teresa or somebody? No, Even Mother Teresa probably been face down, ass up before. I mean, come on.
Gee, not Mother Teresa. And that's not an image I want. And, I mean, gee whiz, if any guy did have a boner out there. I was going to say, if any guy did have a boner out there, I'm pretty sure that would make him lose it.
Mm.
Wow. But, you know, it's real funny that you said about as far as, you know, because about the visual thing, because in the other article I found says the real reason that guys love doggy style. And the biggest reason that it says they like doggy style is because they are visual.
I just said that.
I just said you were right. I just said that's kind of odd because it leads into the next article that was saying the reasons why guys like it. You know, so it was like, you know, he's getting to appreciate her behind. And then it was also saying that guys also like reverse cowgirl because, you know, they can also see her behind. And it was saying they also.
I must be in the minority with that. Like, I keep hearing about this reverse cowgirl. It really doesn't do much for me. It really doesn't. Like,
really?
I like riding reverse, the reverse, but not necessarily the reverse cowgirl squat technique. I mean, it doesn't do it for me like it does it for other folks. I mean, I keep hearing lots of reverse cowgirl.
Well, maybe I'm missing something here. I thought reverse cowgirl was just her riding, but turned the other way. It's not?
No, not necessarily. It's like, oh, how can I explain it? More so with her kind of squatting between your legs and kind of backing that thing up but going up and down. That's more of a reverse cowgirl.
Really?
Yeah. But there's another one that's kind of like reverse riding where she, you know, rides you kind of in the reverse, you know, where her, she puts her legs or feet on your legs and you kind of hold her up by the waist. Now that position, oh, I love that.
Wait, describe that one again?
It's a little bit different than reverse cowgirl. I don't know. Maybe
okay,
I'll find
so what's
something
happening?
Else to send it
to you. No, you don't have to send me. Yeah, so describe that. I'm taking notes here. Yes!
Okay,
I'm taking notes.
I'll send you a video or a picture of what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow. Okay, and then I can just take notes from the video, I guess?
I guess.
Okay. I told you, man, this group makes me feel like the 40-year-old virgin.
Really?
It does. Because I don't really know much. So it's just like, I feel so very inexperienced. No, I tell you what it is. This is probably the best way to explain it. I realize from being in this group that I have had a very vanilla existence.
You think?
We didn't have to agree with this that quickly.
Did you just say you had a very vanilla existence?
Very vanilla experience. Mm. You know, speaking of vanilla, I've never even used, like, dessert toppings.
Really?
Really?
So you never use whipped cream or chocolate syrup?
Nope.
Really?
Really?
No strawberries?
Nope.
No ice?
Nope. Ice? Nope.
Yeah, ice.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Nope.
So what have you done?
Jody, you'll make me choke on my root beer. I didn't expect you to ask that.
I'm just there.
Just basic. Very basic. I told you, vanilla is probably the word that explains it the best. Vanilla.
Wow.
That's my sex life. Yeah, like how you hear Kay, you see what Kay says about hers, or Yvonne say about hers. None of that. Or D'Amica say about, no. Very vanilla. That's probably the best way to put it.
Okay.
Yep.
There's a topic that I wanted to talk about that was in the group that, it was a post actually that, what is all that background noise? Really?
Do you mean me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a hurricane.
Really?
Really?
I am. It's Hurricane Kenitra. I'm ready to. I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that.
Anyway.
It's my fan. Keep talking, man.
Will you turn that fan off then? Really?
I don't want to. It's hot.
You are messing with the sound integrity of the show.
There we go. I put it down on low. Hopefully that's better. Okay,
but anyway,
go ahead.
It's a post that Darius Jesse had posted entitled Let's Take Turns. And I guess I wanted
to talk
about this particular issue on After Dark because it appears to me that there are quite a few women that aren't a fan of The 69. I always thought people loved the 69.
No, I don't like it.
But according to this post, at least some of the women in our group, there are quite a few who would prefer that you take turns instead of going at it simultaneously. I'm flabbergasted by that.
Really?
I really am because I'm like, really? 69? Ain't nothing finer than 69er. I'm just saying.
Let me explain. Like Renee and I were saying on the post, I don't like 69 because the way I'm a pleaser, okay? And so my whole goal is for you to get off.
Okay, and you still do that with 69. You're getting off together.
No. I'm not very coordinated to handle a guy doing that at the same time that I'm trying to, you know, please him.
Let me ask you this. Have you even tried it? Because
no.
You said just a few seconds ago that you didn't even, that you've never done doggy. So something tells me you've never done 69 either.
I hate you. No.
So how would you know?
Because I know me. I know that I'm kind of ADHD when it comes to stuff in life, so.
I suggest you try it once before you make that final decision.
I just don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it just doesn't seem like it would be my speed because, like I said, I'm the kid who had to focus.
Okay, if you can focus, then you can still focus through, you know, you can still get the job done while somebody's getting the job done on you. You just have to focus, like you said. You're the kid who has to focus. Okay, focus.
I would be afraid I would bite.
That's the whole beauty of 69. It's pleasing while being pleased.
I'm afraid I would bite. Seriously. I'm afraid I would bite. I am afraid that I would get so into it that, you know, I would bite.
I'm sure you won't.
I'm just sharing my fear here.
You have to train yourself not to bite, and some biting is acceptable.
That's what I was going to say. He doesn't want me to bite him there. Wait. Now, that's a question I have for you. I heard teeth are good sometimes in that area. No?
It depends. It would take somebody with a significant amount of skill to use some teeth down there. Most don't have that skill. You know, you're talking about a seasoned cocksucker.
So have you ever had anybody use teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But like I said.
And it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt when they used teeth.
No, but she was a seasoned, you know.
I don't know if I could do that. I mean, I'm intrigued, and I would love to try that. And
really? That's not something you just try. No, that's after years and years of giving quality head. You know what I'm saying? That's not something you just try.
I believe that I give quality head. Thank you.
Okay, I said years and years of it.
Well, sometimes you can be a quick study.
Okay. No, not with that.
I want to try teeth. I'm going to have to see if I can find a willing participant to let me use my teeth.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You don't think so?
I don't know anybody who's going to let you try using teeth and you're a novice. Good luck with that. You might find some, though.
But I'm not a novice. Wait, you don't know my skills. I'm not a novice.
You said so on this show before that you just really started, you know, really? We haven't forgotten. But you just really started doing the do. So.
Somebody just sent me a message that I can practice on them.
And who was that someone?
Antoine. Somebody who's listening to the show. Well, I think I'm seasoned enough. I think I could do that. I mean, I'm a quick study. Like I said, I just need a willing participant.
Okay. Well, Antoine just volunteered, so there you go.
I know. So like I said, I mean, I can do this. I'm a quick study, you know? What do you call it? Top shelf? Is that what they call it? I think I can do top shelf head.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Perhaps I need to send you some videos so you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. Do you really know what top shelf head is? it's not what you think it is.
I know what it is when he grabs the sheet and starts singing the shit hallelujah chorus.
Okay, that's not necessarily top shelf head. That's just great head. There's a difference.
Whatever. Okay.
Top shelf.
Whatever.
Or top shelf. It's technique.
Mm-hmm.
It's throat control. It's tongue control. It's all kind of stuff.
Well, like I said, I just need to practice. Practice makes perfect.
Okay.
All right. So do you have any other topics? I hate you at times. You do know this, right? I just felt like you needed to know that I do hate you at times. I really do. Mm-hmm. I do. So do you have any other topics?
I think it's your turn.
I'm sorry. I'm getting messages here. I think I can make toes ball up like a fist. I think so.
Okay, you get messages. Stop saying you get messages and share who you get messages from.
That was Antoine again.
Antoine who? I don't know. I didn't even know we had an Antoine in our group.
No, Antoine is with the mystery group, African-American Mystery Suspense Thriller Group.
Oh.
Yes, he is going to be a guest on an upcoming show. He has numerous books out.
Really?
Numerous books. Yep.
Funny how you failed to mention that.
He is coming on July 8th.
Funny how you failed to mention that to me until now. See, Antoine should
be
keeping you as a secret. So y'all been doing y'all little inboxing thing behind closed doors, huh?
Whatever. He will be on July 8th.
Whatever, nothing.
So he says bring it. He will be on with Simply Shonda. So he is booked, and he just has to send me all of his information that I asked for. And he's set to go. Oh, God.
Yeah, I was looking at the Tanisha Sincere novel as well, talking about some, yes, 69 is kind of played out, Tanisha Jordan.
I agree.
You don't have to ask. How can you say it's played out when you've never even done it? How can
because
it be played out that you've
concept.
Never even tried? Really?
The
not.
Concept.
It is not.
The concept. Because like I said, I would rather focus my efforts solely on him.
You've never done
make
it.
His toes curl. Can I finish? I would rather make his toes curl. I would rather milk him dry than to be. I don't want my
attention
split.
Yeah, you can do all
split.
That in 69.
I don't want my attention split. I really just want to cater to him, and then he can cater to me. I mean, that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking turns, like Darius said. You know that's good. Come on. Come on. You
no,
know that's awesome.
I would prefer the 69, honestly.
Whatever.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Taking turns is fine, too. But there's something about 69. There's something about pleasing and being pleased and having to try to concentrate while you're being pleased. That adds a whole other dimension to things. Instead
I just don't
focusing.
Think I can focus. I don't think
That's
I can focus.
That's the whole point. That's the whole purpose. To see if you can. You're missing the whole point of it.
I don't
you know?
Want to try. I just want to cater to him. I want to make his eyes roll back in his head. And then
if
he
you're
can
doing it right, his
to...
eyes will be rolling back in his head. I mean, I'm just saying.
Whatever. I'm just saying as well. That's all I want to do is make his eyes roll back.
Okay, well, perhaps.
Oh, God. Joshua Gautier says, Kenisha Jordan, you're a freak. I never would have guessed. Why? Just because I look like the school teacher doesn't mean I don't take my glasses off and let my hair down. Come on, man. Classic school teacher fantasy there.
Really? You just
yes.
love playing up the, you just love playing up the school teacher bit, don't you?
I am a school teacher, so it works.
Let's take
I mean,
a break
it does.
And come
right.
back with the main topic.
Okay.
Looking for a good read? Try reading Sugarland by our own Jody Sanders. Meet Sugar, a mysterious and vengeful woman originally from a small town in Georgia, as she returns to the Carolinas to deal with her shameful and disturbing history with a group of three very flawed friends. Also by our own Kenitra Jordan, Eternal Bloom. Raised to honor her vows, Ayanna Adams soon learns the truth about her husband and still has to try to find a way to get herself and her children out alive. You can pick up these two titles at Amazon.com for your Kindle or Barnes & Noble for your Nook. Thank you for your support. And tune in next Wednesday, June 24th at 9 o'clock p.m., where we will have the one and only Trene Adams and Sunshine Wanda Lee here with us to discuss their newest and latest greatest book. See you next Wednesday.
All right, now we're back. I didn't really have a song to go along with tonight's topic. Oh, you know, damn it. I thought about it now that we're on the air. You know what I could have done to introduce tonight's topic?
What?
I wonder if I take you home. Lisa and the Cult Jam. Think
yes.
about it. Yes,
the 80s,
that would have worked.
The 80s called and they want their music back.
Fuck you. Fuck you. But
you
no,
always
seriously.
Dating yourself.
You know what? Fuck. That is not 80s. That is 90s.
No, that was 80s. I wonder
no,
if I took you home, really. That was 80s.
90s.
That was not.
That was, no,
that was,
I'm going
to tell you how I know.
No,
I'm going to tell you how I know it was 80s because I used to listen to that when my mom used to take me to school on Fox.
Well, you're older than me. You're
yeah.
older than me.
Yeah, I know. So I know that was 80s.
Wait, let me look this up.
That was early 90s.
No, it wasn't. I wonder if...
It was
if...
not. I graduated high school in 89.
Damn, you're old.
I used to listen to that
dirt.
Going to middle school. Come on.
You are... Ah, shit. It was the 80s. Damn
I
it.
Know it was.
I hate
For real?
You. It was 85. But that makes sense because I was 8 years old, so...
Nah, you weren't 8 years old.
Yes,
like
I
18.
Was.
Like 18.
I was not 18, you bastard.
Whatever.
No, I was not. I'm 40. I'm 40. So I was, what,
yeah,
I was 10 years old when that came out.
That is what you claim. But how many times have you turned 40?
Once.
Right.
And you are
anyway,
50.
Right.
You are.
My,
so anyway,
my,
that would have been the
minus
perfect
7 years.
To play.
Anyway, I said
anyway.
Minus several years.
Oh, I want to make sure everybody know. We are going to be in Harlem, and I'm so excited because I got an email today that let us know that we ordered these wonderful little shot glasses that we're going to be giving out when people come to see us and they purchase books from us when we're in Harlem, and those are on their way. So, yay! Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back. Oh, and we're also working on T-shirts. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back. So, the topic for tonight, on the first date. Should you
Wait,
or should you not?
Are you going to bring in the round table first or?
Well, okay, let me stop. If you want to talk, then go
no,
ahead.
No, not
and push
if you want to talk. No, Stop with the hell if you want to talk, Miss. We
push
brought
one
back
to talk.
We brought back WTF after dark because people requested that it come back. So, push the one.
All
point
right.
blank, simple, to the point.
I got 8489 on the line. 8489. 317,
Hello?
Last four digits. There you go. Who's that?
317. I'm 317.
Who is this?
This is Antoine Floyd Singer.
Hi, Antoine. I
What's
got
going
area
on?
Code. Area code 601. Who's that?
Kay.
Hi,
What's
Kay?
Up, Kay Bri?
I
got
going on,
area
y'all?
Code 920.
What's happening?
Who's this?
Hello.
D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan.
All right.
Oh,
man.
Lord. D'Artagnan's going to give me hell.
Anyway.
All right.
Yes,
so
we got
we
a lot
go
to talk about, lady.
Oh, Lord. So we
Kenitra.
Go on a date. Yes.
The best song for tonight would have been Monica's song, The First Night.
Yeah, that would have been a
huh?
good one, too.
The First Night, and that's by who?
Monica.
Ah. Okay, I'm going to have to write that down. The First Night by Monica. I mean, because this topic seems to come up quite a bit, so I'm pretty sure the first night, Monica. All right, so
okay.
The topic. When is too soon? When is it too soon for you to sleep with somebody? Is the first
date?
Well,
wait a minute. Give the scenario. You was about to give the scenario. Give the scenario. Go ahead.
All right, so it's the first. Okay, well, we got two different scenarios. This is somebody that you meet the old-fashioned way. Y'all talk on the phone maybe a couple times, or maybe you just exchange numbers, and you go out, I don't know, maybe to a movie, get a cheeseburger, and then next thing you know, you end up doing the do. Okay, so that's one scenario. Next scenario is, let's say you two hooked up on Facebook. You know how you keep hearing about these Facebook relationships? So y'all talk on Facebook for about, I don't know, maybe a month, 2 months, 3 months or whatnot, and then you meet up, and the first time you meet up, y'all hit it. When is it too soon to do that? Is that too soon?
That depends on the person.
Yeah, I'm a give my 2 cents first. To me, it always depends on the people and how it happens. You know what I mean? Like, and if there's chemistry, there's no such thing as too soon for me. I know there are a lot of women that think that, oh, if I sleep with him too soon, then he won't respect me or whatever, you know. No, I mean, it depends on the situation. Like, let's say we met in the grocery store, we exchanged numbers and we've been talking on the phone or whatever, you know, pretty much every day or whatever, and then we went out, or she came over to my place and I cooked her dinner. I used to have something that used to work all the time. Obviously, I'm a cook. So I used to cook something called Jody's Delight. If I cook Jody's Delight, I'm smashing that night. I'm just like, it ain't never failed. So if I was feeling her, that's what I was going to cook. But it's all
what
about
is Jody's pizza. Delight? I need to find this. What is that?
You will never know. I'm just saying. Seriously,
what is Jody's Delight? What is that?
Bite me. I'll inbox you. That's a trade secret. But it's all about chemistry. And it's all about first night sex can either go one or two ways. It could be very, very good, and it turns into a booty call or a good friendship or even a relationship. Or it's bad, and you ain't talking anymore after that. Or you get placed in the friend zone or whatever.
That's terrible. How do you put them in the friend zone after that?
Really, it's easy. You don't want to go there anymore, so you just put them in the friend zone. I mean,
that's terrible.
Really?
Well, I hope they're at least in the
good
friend zone.
Bad. It's either going to be good or bad.
But can it get better after the first time if it was bad the first time?
I think so. I think it can. It all depends on the people, though. But a lot of times you don't get a second chance. If it's bad the first time, you don't get a second chance with a lot of people. Ask Kay.
Ask who?
What?
I said ask Kay. Do you give second chances, Kay?
I used to not, but now
see?
I do.
So you give second chances now, Kay?
What changed your opinion?
You know, never mind. But
go ahead. It's marked as radar.
I actually saw him with somebody, and you know, it was that petty shit. That's
it was
why.
What?
Simple as that. Petty shit. I saw him with somebody.
Oh, you just wanted to give him a second chance because you wanted to take him from the person you saw him with.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Now, this isn't
what
the
about you,
Dark? Sister, was it?
What about you, Dark Daniel?
Yes, on both aspects. Because you know if you want to sleep with somebody within 5 minutes of actually being in the room with them. So,
really?
Yep.
What is wrong
you know.
With me? Because I don't. I might know if I'm attracted to them in that way within the first 5 minutes or so, but I can't say that I would necessarily be ready to just drop them draws.
Hey, listen. Can I come in on that one right quick?
Go ahead.
I don't know if I agree with that. Maybe it's just my ego. But I feel like I done talked my way into some panties before. So I don't know if that whole 5 minute rule works or not. Maybe it's just my ego, but I swear I done talked myself into some before.
Well,
so you
is this Antoine?
Yeah, this is Antoine.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what I think about that, Antoine. You was already in there slightly. You know what I mean? You still had to close the deal, though. You see what I'm saying? When they first saw you, she was probably like, yeah, okay, he might be able to get up in there. He better not do nothing stupid. And you probably had to close the deal, so you probably closed the deal. As you
yeah, that's know. More like it right there.
Oh, gosh, that's real scary when all the ladies agree with him. So you think he was already in there?
Most women, look, from my experiences and just having a lot of female friends and sisters and whatever, but most women are more visual than men will ever be. And most women base everything on attraction. So if she attracted to you even slightly, you always have a chance. You just might not mess. You know, you can mess it up, though, with your mouth. You can either
right.
push her over the edge to your side or push her away from you with what you say to her. But most women already know point blank if they're attracted to you. Now, if they're not attracted to you whatsoever, it ain't nothing you can say. It's going to sway them.
Well,
right.
how would a guy know if she is attracted to him like that?
I mean
what?
Usually you can tell. It's like there are telltale signs, you know?
What's
that?
I want to know,
do the women really believe or really mean when they say, I want to be friends? Because I swear every female friend I have had, I have gone there with them. So,
oh, wow.
Either I'm that good or they've been lying to me.
Nah, you just must be that good. Because when you friend it, you friend it.
Now, what was that question?
The question was,
he said,
do women really mean it when they say they just want to be friends? I've had a couple of female friends that I've gone there with.
Mm-hmm.
So either I can really talk or they lie to me.
Nah, you just got panty tongue right there, because if I put you in the friend zone, that's where the hell your ass gonna stay.
Right. You got her at one of them horny moments. That's all the hell that was.
Huh.
She needed that scratch itch, then you just happen to be the person that was that scratch.
Mm-hmm.
I think some women get mixed messages, though, because some of them, okay, there's some women, if they place you in the friend zone, that's what they intend for you to stay, the friend zone. But there are some women that know that they are attracted to you. They might have something going on at the moment, and they'll stick you in the friend zone knowing you just that glass dick in the jar.
I'm going to come back to you.
In case of emergency, break open glass. You know what I'm saying? So they keep you around.
Oh, my God.
They keep you around just in case.
You know what? I believe that, too. I believe that, too. And that's why I thank God that I was blessed with patience.
Yeah, that's all you got to have. So sometimes you can wear them out. All you got to do is wait for them. Most of the time they'll come to you. You just got to wait for them.
So you wait for the emotional state.
And don't sweat them.
Tanisha
said, the other thing is that he could just not be man material, and then his ass would just stay in the friend zone. Yeah, that's what Tanisha said.
Tell Tanisha.
I wonder about that about myself sometimes.
What's that, about being in the friend zone?
Oh, about being man material. Like, maybe I'm just not a good man.
Now, what would make you say that?
But are you trying to be a good man, or are you just, do you like being in position that you play?
I like the position sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But most of the time, I feel like I'm just the cleaner man.
Okay. Now, is that because you like being the cleanup man, or you just find yourself in the cleanup man role?
I feel that we are creatures of habit. So it's like I can almost smell them. Like, they'll say they got a man, but when they go through issues or whatever, I'm always the one to be there to listen and console.
Man. Wow.
Unfasten that bra when she's crying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like that post we saw. Don't let your woman cry on somebody else's shoulder, because the shoulder to cry on becomes a dick to ride on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
That's it. Right.
I used to play that role a lot in my 20s.
You know, why am I not surprised about that with you, Jody? I know, right?
Well,
I could totally see Jody playing that.
I was blessed and born with the gift of gab. I've always been a good conversationalist, so women always gravitated toward me because I could always talk. And women appreciate a man who can talk and express himself. So
basically what Jody is saying is that he's one of those silver-tongued devils that your mama warned you about.
And I do it being silver-tongued. I just knew how to communicate with women. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of those silver-tongued devils that your mama warned you about and told you to keep that nickel between your knees for.
This is what I learned about women, man. They all say the same thing. Well, not all. I'm not putting y'all all in the same box.
Thank you.
But characteristics. Most women like a man that can listen well, can hold a conversation, and can make them laugh.
Make
them laugh. My uncle told me when I was a little boy, when I was like 12, he said, keep them laughing. Laugh them right out them drawers.
That's true. The three things to really get into a woman's head is the ability to listen, just like Antoine said, the ability to keep them laughing or at least keep them in a jovial spirit, and to be able to feed their ass. If you can cook, I'm telling you. That is the one way for them draws to come out so quick. I'm
hell yeah.
But,
hell
yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think
that so many times, you just don't know. But anyway.
Tanisha,
I would have to tell Jody, you are on the money with that one, baby.
Show
me. You know what I learned from that one, though? Because I can't cook. What I learned was, with my experience is, as long as I try to put in the effort, the food could be all fucked up. But if I put in the effort, she'd be like, oh, that's so sweet. At least you tried.
Yeah. You could be with me if you can make me some damn banana pudding. Man, you was getting the ass. That was a prerequisite.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Okay.
I once met a woman at work, fine as hell, too, and we was just talking. Actually, it was a group of guys talking amongst ourselves, and she interjected herself in the conversation. She wanted to know if any one of us can make some quiche. I made this chick some quiche, and let me just say, it was well worth it. All right, that's all I want to say.
See?
Yeah. So, okay, let me ask this question, especially with what Jody just said. All right, so let's say you meet this girl, and y'all exchange numbers, y'all talking back and forth, but you already know, since Artenia was saying that most of the time you know it's in the first 5-10 minutes if you really want to do something with this person. So if you already know from when you met them in person that attraction was there, so for that first date, do you offer to cook for them so that you can go ahead and guarantee you about to get it? And then that way you have the situation like what Jody said, of where he made his Jody delight and knew he was going to get the ass? Or do you have the situation like what Antoine was saying, where you totally burn the dinner and then y'all end up fucking because she is so, oh, he tried?
Yeah, but sometimes you don't have to cook, though. You have to judge it. And I didn't make Jody's life for everybody. No. That was for special occasions. But you have to judge it. You know what I'm saying? You have to really judge it. sometimes you don't, you might not want to actually sleep on the first date, you know?
Yeah, I agree with what he's saying. I agree what he's saying. Because I'm not going to try to cook for every woman. Some women, they option is they got to work with that dollar menu.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
He did not say work with the dollar menu.
Just say the dollar menu. Wow.
You got to judge accordingly. You got to judge. Keep it real, ladies. Do you take every man to meet your mama?
Hell no.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Okay. It's level to it.
Yeah, but the dollar menu is not supposed to be on any level, man.
So
I can't get with you on
damn double, bro.
Can't they at least get a $5 pizza? I'm just saying.
Jeez, man, the dollar menu. So that's part of your levels.
It just depends on the woman. A woman will only let you do what you allow her to. She's only going to let you do what she allows you to let her do. I mean, let's
that's
just what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because sometimes it's not even about, you know, like the spending money. Sometimes a woman just wants you. You know what I'm saying? Like all that other ancillary stuff means nothing. She's just trying to get you, you know, in that stack. You know, and then she might just, hey, let's just go, you know, grab a burger from McDonald's so we can go back to the crib and get it on and pop it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it can be like that.
This is the 21st century. A lot of women are busy. Like, hey, I got shit to do now. Let's get this on.
Right. You know? So it that could be a dollar menu night, you know? Or I'm dating myself. We used to have Blockbuster nights. You know what I mean? You go to Blockbuster, grab a couple of videos. You know what I'm saying? Go to the liquor store, grab you a bottle of whatever, and it's on and pop until the next afternoon, you know?
You know, it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that, because that's another way you can tell it's going to go down. When they kind of be like, I don't really want to do nothing. It's just like just a Netflix night.
See, now it's Netflix. You can be Blockbuster. But when they, trust me, when they say they want to make it a Netflix night, they want to make it a night.
Yeah.
You know? Because Netflix night can turn into overnight.
Really? Yes.
Long as you know.
Where do y'all get this thing as far as, I mean, just kind of knowing that this is what she wants?
Because y'all aren't that complicated. No, I'm saying, y'all, women aren't that complicated, really. They aren't. I mean, men aren't that complicated either. You pretty much know what somebody wants. I mean, they pretty good, you know, if she wants you, she'll let you know.
Okay, So tell me this.
What?
Tell me this. All right, so, guys, when you guys go out on the first night or the first date, do you automatically know that you want to, you know, with her?
Oh, we don't check that out before we even ask you out.
Yes, I'm looking at her.
Hang on, we got somebody who's
214.
Who's 214? Oh, that's Barry.
Oh, so
I heard Barry. That's
in.
Barry White.
Oh,
oh
God,
God, that's Barry White.
What's
wait,
up, Barry?
I'm gonna try this out.
What's going
how
on, Dodie?
What up? What up?
All right, so
I'm
let
so
me.
I'm so glad you let me in.
Wait, let me finish my question. All right, so like I was saying. So okay, stop. So like I was saying, so what you're telling me is that as guys, when you first ask her out, you already know that you're asking her out because she's a potential sexual partner?
Yeah, we ain't asking you out for no. What you think we asked you out for?
Right, right. I'm gonna need you to stop.
Come on now, baby.
You think guys just go around asking females out just cause?
I'm just trying to clarify in case there's anybody at home who was wondering this.
Nobody at home was wondering that.
Yeah, I do
exactly.
I do that all the time. I look at a woman, I say, look at her. She looks like she's she might be a very intelligent person.
You're right. You look at her to see if she... Yeah, intelligent as in what that, as Jody always says, what that mouth do.
What that mouth do. Exactly.
Show me what that mouth do.
Yeah. Oh, you just made me
that's what
you like.
Do back
oh,
home
yeah.
here tonight. What do you think about the subject?
Well, I'm with them. Like, if I see a female I'm attracted to, and I'm like, oh yeah, I got to get her. I'm just not looking at her like she look like she's hungry. Ask her out.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, shut up.
Just saying.
Yeah,
you know,
let
like,
me go take her out to this restaurant and spend like $60-$70 on her and go out for drinks afterwards just because. Nah, it don't work that way. Nah.
And I took a female out one time. It was crazy.
So let me ask. So what do guys think of females who sleep with them on the first night? And I'm only asking that because the way I was raised was that no decent guy is going to want you if you do that the first night.
That's a lie.
What?
Go ahead, Darren. Answer that.
Who says this?
That's a lie. Like I said, this is
like,
how I was raised, guys. I'm just saying this is how I was raised.
Keep in mind, you're talking about Kenitra. So she's probably talking about somebody named Malachi Johnson. I mean, or Jebediah Smith.
Oh, Bubba Watson.
You know what? So I want to know. Hold on. Sammy, you're on the line. So now answer the question, guys. Sammy, you are there, just so you know. So I want to know, what do guys think? I mean, if a girl does that on the first night.
I'm going to tell you what I always say. It depends on how it happens. I'm telling you this. This is what guys think.
Yeah.
If you're with a female, let's say, and you went out to a dinner, to a movie, or you cooked dinner for her at your place or whatever, and the chemistry is right, y'all on the couch cuddled up, you know, you're talking, you're holding hands, kissing here and there, watching a movie, and things lead to sex, that's one thing. The next morning, he's only thinking, okay, she could be potential, you know, if it was good and everything. But no. If you went out with her and her whole conversation was about your dick and you know, fucking you and sucking you and doing this and that, and her whole conversation was sex, and then you went back and you smashed her, you looking at her like, okay, I wonder how many times she done this.
Smashing
her.
Mm-hmm.
You're
not spending the night. You're not spending the night.
I'm telling y'all.
Yep.
It's not just that you slept with her on the first night. It's how you slept with her on the first night.
Right.
Women never tend
That's
to get
true.
They never tend to get that. But it's the truth. It's how it
I
happens.
I know that shit is true.
Well, I mean, like I said,
and then
I just
it's another thing for me, for myself. I agree with everything he just said. But to add to that, a couple of things for my own personal experience. If we do everything he just said, like the cuddling and all that good shit. But on top of that, it kind of depends on the conversation. Because
yeah.
If I'm talking to her, and she just seems like a dang bat, I don't care how sweet she is, if she just seems like a dang bat, I know I'm not about to be with her for the long haul.
Right.
And then I'm just going to keep hitting it until it fizzle out, you know.
Oh, jeez.
And then the one who was talking about sex all night, then I hit, best believe I'm not spending the night. And if I do, I'm leaving before the sun come up. I'm leaving like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Damn, you're leaving like Jesus, huh? Indy, you're on the line 910. So you leaving like Jesus,
oh,
like a thief in the night, huh?
Yeah.
Kenisha, I'm going to leave you on mute.
I don't know nobody.
Okay, so this is my...
I don't know who might be around. I don't even know nobody seen me coming up out of there.
Go ahead,
no.
Sammy.
All right, so y'all know, me and Indy, we knew school in the building. It's one of those things where, like, for us, I know in my experience, it's like one of those things where, for me, when I'm sleeping with a dude the first time is because, A, we either been chilling for a minute and we just kind of kick it, because I'm always that chick who friends first for some odd reason. I'm that type of female. I'm always friends with bro first. And then if we hit it off like that, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, like, it's one of those, kind of like a combination of what y'all said and kind of how we work now. Like, if I don't feel like we clicked after the sex or if it was weird, then I don't want to hook up with you no more. And then sometimes it's the opposite way around, and they're like, you just too much. It's just too much going on.
saying something like that, and then you got the ones who don't say a damn thing, and it's just like question marks, and you're like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what?
All that nigga thinking about is
it's one of those things where it's like, we just didn't mesh what we wanted to fuck, or we thought we meshed, we really didn't, and we keep fucking just because. And then when it burn out, you be like, dang, that was a waste.
Oh, shit. Wendy Richardson.
I got a question. Who was the young lady who was just speaking?
That's Sammy.
Yeah, I'm Sandy.
Mandy.
Sammy.
That's Sammy D.
Well, I have to admit right now, Sandy, you scare me. You scare me, Sandy. If you got it while you leaving men confused, you really working with
something. I'm telling you, Kenitra and Andy can tell you, I'm crazy. Like, they'll be like, what? What just happened? I'll be like, never mind. I can't do you. Get out. I can't. If you can't function with me, so I can't do you. Goodbye.
Tanisha, you
I
there?
Can't.
Tanisha,
yeah,
you there?
Me?
No, don't. Tanisha,
828?
Tanisha?
Oh. Who's 828? That's
Andy. Yes,
oh, it's
Andy?
Oh,
yeah.
Who's 910? 910, that must be Sean. Is that you, Sean?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh,
how
okay.
you doing?
Okay, well, Tanisha, where are you? Tanisha didn't. Yeah, Sean's on the line. Tanisha, you didn't push a button. Are you 111? Is that you, Tanisha? Because Tanisha said I didn't let her on, so I want to make sure I let Tanisha on. I'm just going to say by process of elimination, that must be you, Tanisha, because you'd be the only one who's still sitting there on mute. Let's go ahead and hit this. Tanisha, is that you?
Did you say
we're just going to use process of elimination. That's you. Hi, Tanisha.
Hello, Kenitra.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Was that a poke at my voice there, huh?
No.
Yeah.
I'm actually having some sinus issues. Please disregard any vocal changes.
Uh-huh.
Tanisha, are you hitting the bottle tonight? I'm just asking.
Vocal changes.
Hello.
What's going on with your throat?
No, I just, my sinuses are draining. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy here. That's
what. Hey, what's been going on with her throat? This is too easy. I'm going to leave that one alone. That's too easy. Give me something
yeah,
water.
There you were.
So what do you think about sex? Well, I already know what you're going to say.
On
Miss,
the first day.
Miss Feminist,
what
do you think about sex on the first date, Tanisha?
That's not a go for me.
I know.
See?
That's not a go
I'm
for
not the
me.
Only person who thinks that. Yay.
Never.
And not because I don't think
Tanisha, you don't think sex is a go anyway.
The amount of sex, you know, the time that you know each other.
Yeah.
But I don't know you. So, no, thank you. I'm good, no. So
what if you, okay, now wait a minute. What if you've been kicking it for a while? Let's say you just been, you know, phone conversations or whatever, messages or text or whatever, and then you finally get up, and that chemistry is just there. Like there's no denying.
Is it only phone conversations and text messages?
Skype.
Yeah, let's say you haven't really hung out alone together. Maybe you've gone to a game or a party where there was multiple people, but this is like your first real date alone together.
No.
And the chemistry is there. You trying to tell me you ain't going to partake in a little booty? Come on now.
No booty. I might suck your body with and kiss you on the cheek and squeeze your ass and send you on your way, but no. We're not
going to
do that.
See, yay! Tanisha understands
right.
what I'm saying.
In your
I see your lips moving, but I don't hear you saying that.
That's what it's 2015.
I get that it's 2015. I'm just saying that's the way I was raised was that you don't, and I'm not saying anything against the way anybody else, but I'm just saying it was always ingrained in me that you don't do that. You know,
I mean, not every woman's going to do that.
Wait, everybody's getting on me at one time. Wait a minute, everybody's getting on me at once. Hold on, one at a time. Yeah.
Okay,
well.
Well, I was raised the same way. Shit, my family is a family of pastors. So,
wow.
I mean, I still was fucking though.
Is this Kay or Dantania?
Yeah.
This is Kay.
Okay.
I mean,
I knew that was good.
I've only had three guys that I had sex on the first date with, but there are multiple guys that I wanted to fuck, but I was like, nah, I want a couple more dates with him before I give him some ass and throw him out. But I was raised not to get that penetrating to nobody.
Right.
To nobody. But I gave it because, I mean, I was feeling them feelings down there.
All right.
And all of them led to relationships. One of them, you know, I met online. And we talked for like 7 months before we met in person. We Skype, we did Uvu. We were on text and telephone. But when we met in person, we went out, we hung out for like 7 hours on our first date. And then I gave him some ass. And I went home.
Not you gave him some ass.
Gave him.
I like the way she put it on the platter and served it up
exactly.
to him.
Exactly.
like she gifted it to him. She gifted him.
It is a gift. Every woman is gifted with a good Pumani.
See, here's the thing, too. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Why is it that every woman thinks she's sitting on a damn gold mine or a diamond mine? I mean, I'm just saying.
Because she is.
I've actually been calling
every
it, so
woman
I know
you
I
come
am.
Across, and the men know what I'm talking about. Every woman, I don't give a damn what she look like, how old she is, how young she is. Every woman say her shit is the bomb.
That's because no. She has not met a man that has not tried to fuck her on the first date. Hello?
Wow. What is that about?
I already got him thinking like that.
Y'all men get them thinking like that.
And I've been called a girl with the golden pussy before, so I know wow. I got my pretty date.
All right.
All right, now. The golden ticket.
That platinum Pumani. That platinum Pumani. Okay, I got you.
Whenever I'm in a relationship, my dude friends hate my ass.
Who's that, Kay?
I've never thought that about mine. Sorry.
Really?
This really needs to change it.
Never.
So, Kenesha's always the exception. She's never, if y'all were listening to the show earlier, had doggy. She's never
really?
Done doggy style. She's never done 69.
What?
Kenesha, I got a question. How many guys
yes.
have you been honest? How many men have you ever had sex with? Honest.
Oh, three.
Multiply
and you
that by
dog-
three.
So
he didn't say multiply that by three.
That really means about seven, right? You said three, that means about seven?
Yeah.
No.
Carry the one.
And only
seven and a half.
Carry the one.
Every woman got that one dude that don't count.
And only, oh, no, not the
everybody
one dude that
got that
count.
One dude that don't count.
Yeah.
And, you know, and only one did I sleep with on the first time we saw each other, so on the first date.
But wait a minute.
How did that go?
Back up for a minute. Back up for
right.
a minute.
Hold on.
You didn't believe in doing that, so you did do it?
I said only one, yes.
Okay, that counts, but you said you didn't believe in doing it, so you did do it.
Yes, and I felt horrible afterwards. Well, I mean, I ain't
oh
so horrible.
Oh, my God.
See, afterwards.
Keep her talking. She's going to drop a whole bunch of other shit.
You must have been good.
He was
it
the
was
one.
Awesome, but I felt bad
yeah,
afterwards because
she was at half.
I felt
yeah,
bad
right
afterwards
right.
because I did that. So, you know. Because like
hey,
I said, I was
bad.
Huh?
Y'all need to feel
bad.
Was it? So it must not have been good then. Because if it was
that's
good, you wouldn't have felt
good
bad.
About the world. It's probably had another one if it did it right.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You probably
okay.
had another one if you would have did it right.
Exactly.
I think I think we all adults. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to chemistry. I don't think that if everything is going good and you're vibing, I don't think that you shouldn't not have sex just because it's the first night. I think women put too much into that because if a man is into you, whether it's the first night or the 20th night, he's into you. You know what I mean? All you can do is mess it up from that point. So if you give him some, like I ain't saying to throw them like a hoe, but if y'all vibe and the chemistry is genuine, go with the flow. You know what I mean? We're all adults here. We're all grown. It's not like you're trying to get married that first night. You know, I've had numerous marriage things, and some relationships are there from it, you know? And by the same token, I've waited months and months and months just to get it. You know, at one stage, I was a predator. So, hey, I'll wait as long as I need to get my prey. And if she's not what I'm feeling, I get what I want, what I can't afford, move on. So it doesn't matter, really.
I think my whole thing is that I've always not wanted to be used for sex, if that makes any sense. So my thing of on the first night was that I always felt like if I, you know, doing something on the first date, and that's what I was going to be, was, you know, being used.
Not you look at it a different way, though, because you're getting pleasure just as well as he's getting pleasure. You know what I'm saying? So the man can feel the same way. In the words,
if you connected with this dude beforehand, I mean, my damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yours ain't going to be more better than mine, so you're getting more pleasure just like I'm getting pleasure. Who's you than who?
I see what you mean. Like I said, I'm just saying that's where I've been, you know, that's what I've always kind of felt. That's always been my fear.
I'm the one that's usually the using. I will go, if I feel like doing it, I'm going to do it and keep it motherfucking moving. Ain't no strings. Mm-hmm. Ain't no emotions attached. Look, this is what I need you to do, and then I need you to get the fuck on. I mean, it's simple.
Yep.
I know. Like I said, I see what you guys are saying. I'm just saying, and I think mine comes from, you know, a lot of you guys know I had the history with, you know, as far as images and how I felt about myself. So it really wasn't in me to approach a guy or anything like that for fear of me being shot down. So I think what you're getting from me is a lot of my own past issues that come to play, and that colors my sex life and everything else.
I'm going to need you to fix that, though, okay, because you, boy.
I'm going
to get you. Don't feel bad.
What's
don't feel bad at all, Kenitra. Don't feel bad because for a long time I was the same way. Like, I was raised to keep my legs closed, too. Don't bust open for nobody, especially not on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to school and did it. I graduated high school, went to college, first date with a doggone Sigma. He was just so bomb. And the funny thing was we hung out on campus and stuff. And me being a freshman and he being a junior, I was up under a lot of upperclassmen because I always liked older people. So when we finally did go on a date, I was just like, yes, that one. But I didn't think it was going to go all that far, but it did. And I didn't even care. Like, I was just like, yes, again and again. And we turned into something else. But originally, I just wanted to see if he was good. And it was. I didn't feel bad about it because it was a bomb. And after that, I was like, whatever. I bust it up when I feel like it.
And sometimes we like it.
Amen.
And they want to call us bad names for that one, but hey.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. It is what
I
it is.
I don't want to call you names. I just want to call you. I think it's good when women have the mentality that Sammy just said. That she had with the guy. If you know what you want, then go get what you want. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, life is too short to be playing games to me when it comes to sex.
Swear.
Too many women would like to play sex games. I don't like sexual games.
Ooh.
You
no.
do it, do it. If you
call.
Don't want to do it, if you don't want to do it, don't do
it. No, but I think, like, understanding that women are different and we all have a different bag, we all move different,
right.
We like different things. I might look at it like I'm very emotional. So I don't want you in my space like that on the first night. And I'm clear about that. I don't have emotional, if I'm not emotionally connected to you, I cannot go there with you. Flat out. It's not going to happen.
So are you saying
and
you
that's
can't
part
be
of the chemistry that I like to have. So,
yeah, and that's,
you know, respect,
and that's just respecting somebody's boundaries. I'm just saying if that's how you move in life,
yeah,
if that's how you move in life, then just, you know, that's you. So there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying there are women who know they want to go there, but they're still playing that little childish game of cat and mouse. Like, I don't have time for the childish cat and mouse game. If you're the type of person that you just, you know, you're just not going to go there until after a period of time, has elapsed, then, okay, I can respect that because that's just you. But don't act like you're that type of person and you know you're not. That's the problem. That's the problem that I have.
Like,
well,
that,
I'm going to be
you.
As hell, so.
Yeah, just be you.
Say what? Say what?
Something for him ain't nothing for me, huh?
Like, I'll never forget, there was when I lived in an apartment, this certain apartment complex, my neighbor was a very young, attractive college student. And I seen, like, guy after guy after guy over this chick's house. You know, like, you know, all hours of the night or whatever. Then she ends up dating a guy that I used to play ball with that was on one of my basketball teams. And he came up to me. He came over to my place one night, and he was like, man, I can't crack this chick, man. I mean, you know, she's like holier than thou. She won't even let us, you know, sleep in the same bed together. You know what I mean? Until we get married. So I put a ring on her finger. And I'm sitting there like, what? I mean, like 100 dudes run through this chick. You know what I'm saying? But she had convinced him that she was some holier than thou chick. And they ended up getting married. Really? She changed.
That's
you are
what you
are.
Maybe she didn't sleep with the guy. Maybe
you
she just didn't change.
Oh, right. Yeah, what you are.
That sucker.
She just pulled
you
the, she just pulled the wool over his eyes. And to this day, he still thinks that this chick is some, you know, holier-than-thou Christian woman, never knew what her past was.
She got all these male cousins, right? That's my cousin.
They weren't no cousins because some of the dudes I knew. and they were just running. You know what I'm saying? So I knew what the deal was. But, it is what it is. But that's what women can do. They try to become born-again virgins or whatever. And they can pull the wool. They'll pull the wool over your eyes and make you believe that they're one way when actually they're not.
But there are some people who generally just turn on the new leaves. They doesn't have to always be, they trying to manipulate you. It really could be a facet of who they are as a person now.
I think that was manipulation. I think as a woman, you would like it if a guy was just a straight-up hoe, and then he tried to come off on you like he was, you know, Mr. Church-going deacon, and he didn't have sex, you know, and he was celibate. I think you would be pissed off if he misrepresented himself that way to you.
He didn't find out he slept with.
He's so
peaceful. He changed, but he is entitled to change, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Let me ask you, ladies, I have a question for you. So you would be calm and you would be confident. You would be calm and confident in your relationship if you were with the man like he just described, and then come to find out later on, like within a month's time, you found out he done slept with like half the congregation at church. You still walk with that man proud on your arm?
Because after all, he changed.
You are just saying nobody likes community disrespect. You know what I'm saying? So
my last ex done fucked damn near everybody in Jackson. We can't go nowhere without somebody. Shad, what's up, Red? That shit is entertaining as hell, but, I mean, that's what it is. You can't change a person's past hell. You they future.
Right.
You they now.
Exactly.
That's
so that's a yes. Y'all would still be proud.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
Oh, <they's laughs>
I think women see that differently than men, though. I think women see that differently as men. Women are not as territorial as men. You know, men.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah,
they are. A woman, he don't like to think about nobody smash this bitch. You don't care. If she can be married. You get on that tub. You're like, nah, you don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Women, they're like, oh, well, what's before my time? Men,
I don't know.
Like
I understand that. I understand that women have a past, but I don't want to keep running to every nigga she done fucked.
Trust me, we don't want to run into y'all ex-bitches either.
Sorry, you have to see that one of them. We don't want to see them either.
So okay, let me ask this before we conclude tonight's show. Does the past matter?
Yes. It depends.
It depends.
What does it depend on?
It's like, it depends on, like, how dark the past is. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's 10 to 100.
Probably also depends on how much you really care about that person.
Well, so let me ask you this. Suppose
depends on how much you have invested.
Suppose, okay, you met a young lady and she was like everything you was ever looking for. And she was celibate at the time. She said she was celibate. But suppose her past was she used to be a prostitute and she was just banging everything, you know what I'm saying, for money. But she put that past behind her and she changed her life. Now, does that matter?
I mean,
she had a whole life change. Did she give him an STD? Did she have kids with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different dudes?
No, let's say she didn't have
any
kids.
Is she still sucking dick for money?
No.
Exactly.
Is your past in your future?
No, this is all in her past.
It matters to a lot of guys. It does.
I don't know.
To
me, my personal opinion, and I might be wrong with this, I don't care about her past as far as she was selling pussy or not. I would just be mad if she was still selling pussy and she wouldn't give me none of that money.
Oh, hell.
Dumbass.
Really? Oh, hell.
Oh, my God.
This dude.
I'm a farmer.
You still selling pussy. You gotta give you some money. What the hell?
I'm a farmer. Right. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. She gon' hoe. She gon' hoe.
You hear me?
It depends on the circumstances that was done. Like, some people do what they do to get by. Some people do what they do because of situations. It depends on why you did what you did. If you was a hoe, because you like to fuck niggas, they don't know. No, 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 they don't be with you. But if you had to do something to make your money so you could live and do what you needed to do, then it is what it is. When nobody's going to hear you, going to hear that, so they can't judge you.
And like I used to tell my best friend when she got married, like, she wouldn't get her husband no pussy until she wanted something. I'm like, well, hell, you might as well still be single shit because you still prostituting the cat. It's the same damn thing.
It's just all
with the ring.
Wow. So only when she wanted something, she gave it up.
That's all.
That's wrong.
Yeah, a lot of people got
4 years, no oral.
That's
abuse.
He should have left.
I'm sorry.
I'm mad,
Joseph.
That was abuse.
It
is abuse.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about when they said no oral. They said that was abuse.
I'm sorry.
So y'all never really did. So I guess. So does the past matter or not?
Yep.
I hear some people saying yes, some people saying no.
No, it's a go into why.
Yeah. I mean, if this person's going to raise your children, you want you like to say it doesn't matter, but it does. Nobody want to do the town hall. I mean, I don't anyway.
I feel you on that, especially if you don't know. See, to me, it's different if there was full disclosure. If she came to you and said, look, I have a past.
Yeah.
It just laid it out to you, and then, you know, it's up to you to make your choice.
Did she say whole facts?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Here's a whole fact.
Yeah. The bad thing is
but
the
you
deception.
Can't just divulge certain information about your past to anybody either.
You're talking about somebody that you're potentially going to spend the rest of your life with, so you need to be devoting your past to that person, not just any Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I think you should still have some mystery to you.
Bullshit. Don't have that as no mystery. You know, you done banged 100 guys. No, don't have that as no mystery. That's the mystery of your life, not to me.
But if that's in my past,
then that's in my past. And that's in my past.
I don't care if it's your past or not.
That's
I ain't your present or your future. I'm just saying.
No. That's your choice.
I need to know.
That's your mistake. I say you share it and let him deal with the choice or not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that's your mistake. It may not be his. Give him the option to choose.
If you have sex with her, you can't feel her closing in on you. Run.
there are actually some guys that don't care about that. That they really believe the past is the past. Like, what are my best friends? That's his mentality when it comes to women. You know, whatever they did in the past, that's in the past. Whatever they're doing with me,
I think that's a good way to do
forward,
it. Yeah.
That ain't no
that
good
is
way to
honestly
do it.
A good way to do it, though.
I don't
think you can carry on, take on when you constantly remembering what was done before you. It's before you, let it go.
I'm not letting go smashing 100 dudes. I'm just not. I'm just keeping it real.
You ain't got to
let go.
I'm not letting that go.
This should apply to you then. So what happens in between the brothers? You expect us to just go, well, he was just being a dude.
I don't expect you, if I was smashing 100 women, if I was smashing 100 women and you had a certain idea about the type of man that you want to be with, I wouldn't expect you to be with me either. I wouldn't be a
Have
with
you
that.
Smashed 100 women? That's my question, though.
Oh, you'd never know that.
But wait a minute. But yet you say
exactly.
Full disclosure. You say full disclosure
I said
for
full
her.
Disclosure for somebody
but then
I was
you sit
be
there.
With.
No.
Huh?
And you also said that you're
I
past
said full
that.
Disclosure for somebody I was going to be with.
That's
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem fully disclosure in my past. With anybody I'm
no,
going to be with. But I'm just
I'm
not going to do it randomly, no. I'm not going to do it randomly, no. Say what? She could be.
Dirty, I think you're full of shit.
I ain't full of shit.
And
I'm keeping
you
it
are
real.
Full of shit.
I'm
no, you are
real.
Full of shit. And you
I'm
are full of
real.
Double standards, man.
Really?
Kanisha, I agree with that one. A lot of guys say with Dirty, they don't want to take
numerous occasions that I have double standards.
They smash 200 women.
You are
that's
just one big walking. You are what 6'2", 6'3", one tall ass double standard is what you are.
And I totally agree. I told you on numerous occasions that I come with double standards. Proud of it. Ain't gonna lie about it. Proud of it.
Shit. That show had double standards. One of my exes, he's been married twice. His first wife, he cheated on her. She gave him permission to cheat on her. That's the stupid disclosure to me. Second wife is one of the women he cheated with. He wasn't supposed to fuck with her because she was their neighbor. That was the only stipulation. But he did anyway. She got pregnant. So the first wife divorced him. He married this chick. She gave him permission to fuck everybody. He the fuck.
What kind of game is this? What kind of game does this guy have where he keep getting permission?
He got 9 keys. He got 9 keys.
Y'all want to see the offer of class? That's what it sounds like. Y'all trying to see if she offered the offer of class.
What, he got a diamond tongue or something?
He does.
He get permission to cheat?
This thing got good game.
He does. He really does.
That nigga is the king of the game.
First off, let's be real. If you're getting permission, he ain't cheating because she knows. It ain't cheating if
that's
you know.
Right. That's right. And keep that nigga
well,
away from
true. But that's about the ones that he had permission for.
Yeah, ain't no telling how many ones he didn't have permission for. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Would you give, okay, look, question for the ladies. Would you ever give your mate permission to cheat?
Hell no.
No.
Fuck no.
For whatever reason.
I saw what that was going.
What we together for?
Wait, no. Yes. So ain't no threesomes popping off then.
Yes.
Now,
I have and will.
How many of y'all are telling the truth?
Telling the truth about what?
Cheat on you.
Yeah, how
it
many
ain't
of y'all cheating are telling
if
the truth?
You know about it.
Yeah. Would you ever give? Is there? Okay, let me ask you this: is there ever a condition or situation that could come about that you would ever give your mate permission to give a little something from somewhere else?
I would know.
Nope.
Yeah.
If I was dead.
Yes,
right. Exactly.
Oh, if you were dead, that's the only
yes.
One. Well, he wouldn't need no permission then. He's dead.
That's right. I won't know about it.
Suppose
I have
no,
the men
I have
permission
no
to the women
problem.
To do that?
Suppose you were
intimate.
Would the men give women some permission to sleep with somebody else?
I mean, if I was, let me tell you something. If I got into a car wreck,
if
I was a paraplegic, yeah, I would give her permission to to go get
you
to go
do understand
her,
that.
Your pipes cleaned or whatever you want to call it. I give her as long as she came back home. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was, I'm just saying, if I was a paraplegic and got into a car wreck, I wouldn't just want to, you know, especially if we were still relatively young. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, that's just unrealistic.
Hey, Jody, I'm
going to
call you with. If I was paralyzed from the waist down, I'm selfish there. Hell no, you can't sleep with no motherfucking body else.
Well, if you were just paralyzed from the waist down, you still got that tongue. You can still show up with that mouth. I'm talking about if you couldn't do
nothing. Hey,
I guess I differ from y'all, because if I'm paralyzed from the waist down, I don't care who she fucks. Just don't stop taking care of me.
What you say? Just don't stop. Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, because it's not.
You really have a choice.
You have to be realistic. You have to be realistic about stuff.
Yeah.
She's going to have needs. She's going to go out and do something anyway. Because trust me, there's some dude that was out there waiting on you to mess up, and you mess around and come home paralyzed.
But if a woman paralyzed, dude still be fucking him. They still be getting in the kick. Y'all can't get up, some of y'all. Some of y'all can. But some of y'all can't get up. That case I can see. But a woman being paralyzed don't make a damn bit of difference. Her case still works.
I don't know. But it wouldn't be any feeling down there, though.
Not for her.
Y'all wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about down there. I just get scared. It's like if she had a toothache or something. Other than that, I'm good.
Okay, you know. It's been fun. I got to go.
Why are we full of it?
Just are. Just trust
really?
Me. Yes. Full of
well,
it.
Well, it was fun talking
well, you would never
y'all.
Get
I'm going to holler at y'all later.
Good night.
Huh?
I'd rather somebody just divorce my ass.
Oh,
yeah.
Than to be cheated on, yeah. I agree.
You cheat on me, that means I can't trust you.
That's right.
Well, he ain't cheating. He asking for permission.
But to me, that's
if
a slap in
the face. If you get so big ass in her paralyzed face and say, can I have some pussy from somebody else, she should shoot your ass where you stand. The fuck out my face. I'm paralyzed and you're talking about the pussy. Where the people at?
Wow.
Okay, I got another question for the ladies then. Let's say you are paralyzed, right? And your man never talks about sex. It's been months, like six, it's been close to a year. He never talks about sex. Do you think he's just being faithful to you, or do you think that he's doing something and he's making sure that it don't get back to you to hurt your feelings?
That can depends be on how he was before, how active our sex life was, and what kind
what
of morals he had.
But which one do you really want? Do you want him to be honest, or do you want him to keep?
I want honesty. I'm going to always want honesty.
Exactly.
Right.
And all times,
but then you have to be willing to accept her honesty, too. Just because she's paralyzed, that doesn't mean that she will accept the fact that you want to be unfaithful in your relationship. That means that I love you enough to let you go. So if I can't handle that, even in this state, then you still get a pass to get the hell on. That don't mean you get a pass to fuck for free. So if you had that kind of conversation, you have to be all the way real.
Okay.
What if he really love you?
Just don't have to advise her.
No.
He can't love her. But what if they love each other? But that's still not what you want. You don't want to see. That's heartbreaking.
Hey, guys, we're
and
about
I can't
to run
speak
out
for
of
the
time.
Other ladies, but, oh, okay.
We're down to like the last 50 seconds, but we can pick this up next Friday. But for right now,
and
we're gearing
up. And you can continue it in At the Dark Group.
Yeah, we might need to add Antoine to the group. He sounds like a lively one. We can stick in there and keep the party going.
I thought you did.
That's right. And my offer is still out there.
Yvonne, we got another boy.
Yay!
All
right, here we go. All right, we're going to go out.
Hit it. Down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get